The Riverine and the Seed projects are probably the two biggest projects that have been seen in the Lyfordston Urler area, at least in the last 20 or 30 years. When you look at the two of them combined, you're looking at well over 20 million euro project. If you look at the total money being spent overall on the two projects, it's at least over 20 million euro. So for us, people who live in the area, both in the Twin Towns and in Lyfordstrabane area, and everybody in the wider Finn Valley, sort of Deal Valley areas, we all need to know what's happening with these projects, because they do have such significance for us in the area. Riverine has the potential to unlock huge transformation of Lyford and Strabane, and we know that already. The same for the same project in Ballybofey. But business owners and residents in both of the towns, or all three of the towns, I should say, really want to know what exactly is happening. Why is there a delay? There is no delay in real terms. It seems like there's a delay for people in real life, because we hear about funding being granted and funding being allocated, but the process takes so long that people start to doubt whether the projects are actually going to happen.
And we know there was a major debate with regards to Riverine, because at one point funding ran out because it wasn't being used and a whole new funding stream had to be found. I mean, we know that Councillor Harley, for instance, was expressing concern about the Seed project in Ballybofey, that it seems to be dragging on so long. Is there a risk the same thing is going to happen, that effectively the money will run out?
That's the fear that people have, and people are absolutely right to be afraid, because we've heard this before. Riverine jumped through so many hoops. We were told that we were going to be successful. We actually were successful with Riverine previously, but because we failed to get the needed remits from the locks agency on board Planella, for example, we couldn't get the project over the line in time. This time, we have to learn from those mistakes. We have to learn from what happened before, and we need to keep the ball rolling on the projects, first and foremost. Also keep the residents and the business owners in the area informed of exactly what's happening and how it'll impact them and their lives. And I think particularly for the business owners in the towns, you know, they want to know, how is this going to affect my business, and what can we expect in the 3 to 5 years that are ahead, so that they can make the whatever changes and whatever plans that they need for their business in order to keep the doors open. And I think as a council, it's important to do that and keep everybody informed and keep everybody happy that, look, these projects are happening and that they will be absolutely fantastic once they are complete, and that there's no question at all that they will happen.